She had never before baked, so after her children were fed and bathed and sent out to play, she hunted up the pig, the cat, and the rat. Still confident that they would surely help her someday, she called out, "Who will make the bread?" Oh, poor little red hen, her hopes were dashed once again, for the pig said,
"Not I."
And the cat said, "Not I." And the rat said, "Not I." So the little red hen said once more, "I will then." And she did. Somehow the little red hen knew that she would have to bake the bread herself. So she went and put on a fresh apron and spotless baker's hat. She carefully followed the recipe, mixing the dough and allowing it to set and rise. When it was time, she brought out the molding board and the baking tins. The little red hen molded the bread, divided it into loaves, and put them into the oven to bake. All the while, the cat sat by lazily, giggling and chuckling, and nearby, the fat rat admired himself in a mirror. In the distance could be heard the loud snores of the sleeping pig. At last, the great moment arrived. A delicious smell of the bread floated upon the breeze. Everywhere, the barnyard animals sniffed the air with delight. Everyone wanted to taste the fresh baked bread. The red hen walked in her pickety-peckety way towards the source of all this excitement. She was not certain whether the bread would be fit to eat, but happy day! When the little red hen carefully removed the lovely brown loaves of bread from the oven, they were baked to perfection. Then turning to the crowd of barnyard friends who had gathered around her, the red hen called, "Who will eat the bread?" All the animals in the barnyard were watching hungrily and smacking their lips in anticipation. And the pig said,
"I will."
And the cat said,
"I will."
And the rat said,
"I will."
But the little red hen said,
"No, you won't. I will."
And she did.